This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
For well over a century, we've taken large measures of pride in our community support. Nowhere is it more evident than the spirit shared with our local school sports teams. This is Cindy Cruzy from Thumb Bank and Trust. It takes hard work and dedication to make a successful team. At Thumb Bank, we're a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, will help you achieve your goals and win the game of life. We're Thumb Bank and Trust with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Listening to WLW Sports Network at the half as the Cass City Redhawks lead the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 14-6. They had a chance to punch one in before the half was over, but the Laker defense held strong and denied them that chance with a sack as time expired, and then one more play resulted in nothing. 14-6, an 8-point game at the half after 24 minutes of play. And now we listen in to the Cass City Marching Band on the field right now. Out there with those new bass drums. Checking with Dave Hansen, who has our scoring plays up to this point through two quarters of play. Dave Hansen.
Well, in the first quarter, we just had one score. Cass City was the one that put it in the end zone first. Alex Perry of Cass City rumbles in from 21 yards away. The two-point conversion was good. And at the end of the first quarter, Cass City led 8-0. But in the second quarter, it was Minetti who was able to punch it in for Lakers. And that two-point conversion failed. Cass City still led 8-6. And then their next series, Cass City was able to hit Cathrell was able to hit Stern on a 47-yard touchdown pass, and Cass City's two-point conversion failed with 3 minutes to go, and that would be the last score of the half. But it did get very interesting as an interception gave Cass City the ball well into Lakers territory, and Lakers able to make a stand inside the 10-yard line as time expired in the first half. So with all that drama, 14 Cass City, Lakers 6 at the end of the half.
When you take a look at the how everything's going, Lakers offense, a total of 135 yards. Cass City, 164 yards on the night. 29 plays of offense for the Lakers for 135. 19 for the Cass City Redhawks for 164. On the ground rushing for Cass City, 15 carries for 96 total yards and one score. That was Alex Perry with a 21-yard dash. But leading the way was the quarterback, Sandon Cuthrell, with five carries for himself, 450 yards, including one fumble. But he was able to bring that in himself, and also a 10-yard loss in that last second-to-last play of that second quarter. Luke Stern, four carries, 14 yards for him. Alex Perry, three carries, 22 yards. And Jared Nagel, three carries for 10 yards. Through the air, Sandon Cuthrell, three for four in passing for 68 yards, including a 47-yard touchdown strike to Luke Stern. Luke Stern, his favorite receiver and only receiver catching anything tonight. He's three for three through the air. For the Laker offense, they are led by James Duke, seven carries, 49 yards for him. Andrew Siegfried, nine carries, 40 yards. And then Preston Warren, nine carries, 29 yards. But he does have the lone score for the Lakers, the three-yard dive. Bryce Sears through the air, two for three for 17 yards. James Dubes, 0 for 1, including the interception that set up that last drive, but resulted in no points for the Cass City Redhawks. On defense, 15 tackles for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and 24 for the Cass City Redhawks. One interception, three tackles for a loss as well. For the Red Hawk defense, no sacks on the night, two penalties on defense for 10 yards, and just those three tackles for a loss, one tackle for a loss for the Laker defense on the night, one sack for 10 yards, no interceptions, no forced fumbles, three penalties for a total of 23 yards, including two personal fouls on the same play.
Absolutely, Clark, but you look at this, and this defensive side of things, and out of the 24 tackles, original tackles, Sandon Cuthrell has 10 of them, so cool. An outstanding first half by their quarterback and defensive back as he really started reading the defense and coming up making individual plays from the secondary. And that's kind of the difference for Cass City because they truly got beaten on the line in this first half. Their linebackers and defensive linemen were losing the battle in the trenches, and it was plays made by the secondary that was able to save this half for Cass City, and then that interception was the icing on the cake.
Preston Warren, the only tackle for a loss for Lakers of 1 yard. Andrew Siegfried with the sack. For Cass City, they are led by Matt Mahalik with one tackle for a loss, as well as Luke Stern and Logan Boynton, each with one tackle for a loss for a total of 8 yards on the night. Dave, Lakers has 135 yards of offense, but when you take a look at it, 141 of those, 141 yards on their first two drives in the night, and then their last two drives, just five total yards on two drives.
I think most of that is a change of defensive scheme by Cass City. It was just a subtle change, but you've seen them. They brought in an extra defensive lineman. They brought in Hatcher, a sophomore, added a little more beef on that defensive line, and they started on first down cheating Sandon Cuthrell up closer and closer to the line of scrimmage. So when those sweeps came to the outside, they were able to get in the secondary, cause a little more havoc sooner, and I think that changed everything for Lakers, and then they went to a little bit of a passing scheme before the end of the half, and that completely blew up in their face as the Cass City secondary was able to make a big play. But Lakers has looked quite dominant in this game, in my opinion, Clark. They offensively pushed Cass City around the entire first quarter and come up with no points. And that's kind of been the big thing, is it bend not break type defense for Cass City.
When you take a look at time of possession, Lakers with 15 minutes and 56 seconds in that first half, compared to Cass City's just 7 minutes and 6 seconds on the ball, 7 minutes and 4 seconds on the ball for them. So, you know, it's been heavily in favor of Lakers, but the scoreboard's not showing that. Lakers moving the ball very well to start the game, but then Cass City just getting those chances to take advantage of them.
Both teams moved the ball exceptionally well in the first half. The last two drives of Lakers did stall early. Cass City, though, Clark, has gotten a couple big plays. They got the big scoring passing play on play action. They got the bigger run out of Alex Perry. Lakers hasn't had that big play. They've had a lot of methodical 5 and 6 yard gains, and so they've run more plays. They've had the ball for a lot longer, but they haven't finished drives, and they didn't have the explosive plays that Cass City's had, and that is kind of the difference, is Cass City's defense comes up with the turnover when they needed it, and they've gotten the big passing play and the break-free run that's really separated them in this game. That's why I mentioned it really feels like Lakers has controlled a lot of this game The only thing they haven't controlled is the scoreboard. So look for Lakers to come out with an opportunity here to get back in the game. But number one, very important, is Cass City is going to start with the football as they defer to the second half. That defense is going to come out and have to make a stop. Because if Cass City is able to score on that first drive, Lakers' playbook is going to